Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. Oh, the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry, freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, we have a new show coming to you inspired by the creative and necessary concept of social distancing. Playing tonight in our specially outfitted studio will be Diane Van Derzen, Lisa Ote, and the returning Mount Olympus players Levi Crawford, Michelle Schricker, and me, your guest announcer and Hope College sophomore, Katie Smith. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, divas of disinfectant, face-shielded shepherds of light, and the fastidious friends of Fauci. Here is the mystical masked maestro of all things lunar, or lunatic, your Radio Hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 to the very end. And when it stops,
oh yeah,
it starts again.
Boy,
won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
How great it is to be back here on the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour with our young intern from Hope College, Katie Smith. How are you today, Katie?
Oh, I'm grand. I'm glad
to
be back.
It's good to see you. And you've been doing all kinds of exciting things this summer?
Yeah, all kinds, especially like, you know, interning for the Wild Rose Moon.
And what do you do when you're intern for us? What are the kinds of things you do?
Oh, there's all sorts of kinds of things. I work with Moonlight, the new streaming service type thing. It's very cool. We just had Miss Martina Sam last night, and that was wonderful.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And you do all the contacting of the artist, and you send them, you get them to send you bios and information about.
Yeah.
You get to work with John and Ryan. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just working with these lovely ladies in the studio today.
I know. So. Something. And we want to talk. I am so pumped today to have you two lovely ladies on our show.
Oh, we're so happy to be back, George.
Oh my gosh. From the minute I saw Diane and Lisa perform, I thought you are like the perfect guests for the radio show.
Oh, thank you.
You've had a wonderful, interesting career. You traveled around the world and played in all kinds of places. And I just think your work is terrific. It's so life-giving. So give us a little life, will you?
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you. How about little Bessie Smith?
I think so. Named after our pug.
There ain't nothing I can do, nothing I can say, that folks don't criticize me. But I'm gonna do just as I want to anyway. I don't care if they all despise me.
If I should take a notion and jump right in the ocean, well, it ain't nobody's business if I do, if I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret on Monday. Well, it ain't nobody's business if I do.
If my friend ain't got no money, and I say, take all of Diane's honey, you know it ain't nobody's business if I do, if I do. Well,
if I give you my last nickel and it puts you in a pickle, well, it ain't nobody's business if I do. Take it, Lisa.
Crowded street, and I run up and hug you and kiss you. When we meet, you know it ain't nobody's business if I do.
If my baby and I stay in at night and we turn down all those lights, well, it ain't nobody's business if we do.
Playing Texas Hold'em at the casino. What do you think? Let's go. It ain't nobody's business if I do, if I do. Well,
if I take all your dinero and buy a home in the Riviera, well, it ain't nobody's business.
You know it ain't nobody's business. No,
it ain't nobody's business if we do.
Oh, man. You are like a wall of sound that just, you know, gets into my boogie and wants me to woogie.
That's, you know, exactly what we want to hear, George.
Oh, my gosh. That's just amazing. Listen, you have both very interesting backgrounds. Came from different places, very mm-hmm. different places. And I sometimes wonder, how does that work out? You know, my wife is from Iowa, and I'm from Indiana, right? And we talk about the differences, you know, a little bit from time to time. So I just wonder, can you feel those differences sometimes or talk about those? Do you?
Well, kind of. I think they complement each other. I grew up in Wisconsin, a very small right. rural community. And Lisa grew up in Portland, and but we met in Arizona. We both had been living in Arizona. Lisa moved there in
84,
and I moved there in 91. And so we were already Arizonans for a little while. And so I think the little differences that we have complement each other.
But you know, one thing we have in common is we both grew up on a farm.
No, we didn't. Lisa always says she grew up on a farm, but her parents had a garden. I grew up on a farm. I milked cows in the morning.
Well, my parents told me it was a farm. Yeah. And it was in a rural community, Boring, Oregon.
Yeah.
Small community like Combined Locks, Wisconsin. And but yeah, I had no idea. It wasn't an actual farm. It was a bunch of musicians trying to get their hands dirty.
Well, I can relate. My own mother thought so fondly of moving back to the area when she was in Indianapolis, and she moved back. And they bought a 20-acre piece of land that they put into wildlife, and then promptly called it the farm.
Exactly. But one thing that what I love about what Diane brings to our music is she has such a depth, as you can feel, you know, the sensuality, the emotion, the feeling that she puts into every lyric comes from all of her life experience.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Well, this is one written by Ida Cox, and Ida was considered the uncrowned lady of the blues. This was considered one of the first feminist anthems for women, and back in 1924. And of course, the last verse that I sing, every song that we sing, we write our own verses with it. So the last verse I sing is a little personal, but it's basically saying, come on, women, you know, no matter how hard you have it, just never get the blues.
You hear these women raving about their monkey men, about their childish ex-husbands and their no good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering papas don't come home. But wild women do not worry, right, Katie? Wild women never get the blues.
Now when you got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I've never been known to keep just one man right.
What'd you do?
I keep him working hard both day and night. Wild women do not worry.
Wild women never get the blues. Well, he's got a sweet disposition and a mind of your own. And if your man starts kicking, let him find a new home. You get full of good mojitos and walk the streets all night. Go home and put your man out if he don't treat you right. Wild women do not worry. Wild women never get the blues.
Use me now, he's someone else's fool. But I didn't sit alone and cry all night.
What'd you do?
I left that no good man and now I'm doing all right. Wild women do not worry.
Wild women never get the blues.
Daily.
Well, you never get nowhere being an angel child. You better spread your wings, baby, and get real wild. I'm gonna tell you something, I won't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that really get by. I tell you, wild women do not worry.
Wild women never get the blues.
Now, George, that doesn't apply to any of the men in this room.
That's right.
I want to talk about going to Europe. You went to Europe. You played in a lot of different places. Well, give me an idea what that's like. You know, we're from a small town here. And some of us, like myself, we never get out of our cages.
Well, one of the best places I think we went to, I mean, we've been in Paris and the Netherlands and in Spain, but there was a club in Paris that I really liked. And in Europe, the gig starts at 11 o'clock at night and it goes to like 2 a.m. So it's just, so we were at this gig and it was the week of Christmas, wasn't it, Lisa? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was all the clubs are really small. And at that time they were smoking in the clubs. And I realized that's where Billie Holiday sang. And I was stepping on the same floor that Billie Holiday stepped on. And it was just like, it just puts you in another realm. So that was just inspirational. But there's been so many beautiful places that we've sung at in all over Europe and in the Netherlands. And
what about you, Lisa?
Well, a couple of those clubs in Paris were really nice because the gig lasted for a week.
Yeah.
And then there was a club in Spain that we also played at that lasted for a week. So you really got time to get to know the place, you know, because usually you're on a plane all night and you land in the morning, you get on a train and you get off and you get on stage and you perform and then, you know, you get back on the bus or you get back on the train and you go to the next town and you do the next show. And so you don't usually get a lot of time to experience a place. But those weeks that we played in Paris, those were really nice. Right. And then there was also like a festival we played in Lucerne, Switzerland that was like that, where every night we sang in a different hotel. And it was a beautiful festival of musicians from all over the world. And so we all got to play together at the end too. And so those were my favorites. And well, Diane's personal favorite is when we got to play in Australia.
Oh, gosh.
And Diane only could stay for the weekend.
I was still teaching. I was a teacher. And
weekend in Australia.
So we flew out and we got into Australia on Friday. You know, you cross the international dateline. And then we didn't realize we landed in Sydney and our promoter took us to, it was a Threadbow Blues Festival. And we were the only U.S. act and it was a 6-hour drive. So now we have been on the plane for, what, 17 hours?
After a 10-hour layover in San Francisco.
And so we finally get to Threadbow. We're supposed to be on 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because our promoter kept stopping for coffee. And I said, I have to wash my face and at least put on some makeup, you know. And then we were the only U.S. act there, so we weren't very well known. But we played Friday night several times on Saturday and then all Sunday. And then as we played, more people came to see us. And we ended up, they put us out in the...
In the street.
In the street because there were so many people. And then we drove back down the mountain and I had to fly out the next day. I had to school the next day and my third graders came into class and say, Miss Fenderson, how are you? I went, oh, just sit down.
But still, what a gift of a story.
It was fun.
Oh, my Lord. It was worth every minute.
It was worth every
minute. Every minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we love this community so much. That when we sang here last year, you said everybody in Plymouth gets a hug,
yeah.
You know, and we still feel that embrace from you, even here with all our masks and our plexiglass separating
and
us.
And our 6 feet distance.
Yeah, but this is our wish for everybody here
and
in
at the
Plymouth.
Wild Rose, yeah.
Yeah. Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
Here again.
The sun will chase
the skies
the clouds away.
Our clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So tell the world.
Come on, get happy.
Again. Happy days.
Get ready for the judgment
day.
The sun is shining.
All together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now.
The Lord
There's
is waiting
no one here
to take your hand.
Who'll doubt it now?
Shout hallelujah.
So tell the world.
Come on, get happy.
About it now. Happy
We're headed
days
for the promised land. We're headed. Cross the river, soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on, forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
Here again.
You better chase all your cares.
Oh, they're clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Happy times.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days are here again.
That's so sweet of you.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to have a complete change of scene. And we're going to do a radio play, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear and talk to you some more. Would that be all right?
Thanks, George.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, and you can just enjoy the play as it unfolds and see where it goes.
With support from Judith Robber and Tom Kapusinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.